If you have your Bible, turn this morning to Matthew chapter 20. Matthew chapter 20, verse 1. The Bible says, "For the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is an householder, which went out early in the morning to hire laborers into his vineyard. And when he had agreed with the laborers for a penny a day, he sent them into his vineyard. And he went out about the third hour and saw others standing idle in the marketplace. And said unto them, Go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right I will give you. And they went their way. Again he went out about the sixth and the ninth hour, and did likewise. And about the 11th hour he went out, and found others standing idle, and said unto them, Why stand ye here all the day idle? They say unto him, Because no man hath hired us. He saith unto them, Go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right, that shall you receive. So when even was come, the Lord of the vineyard saith unto his steward, Call the laborers, give them their hire, beginning from the last unto the first. And when they came that were hired about the 11th hour, they received every man a penny. But when the first came, they supposed that they should have received more. They likewise received every man a penny. And when they had received it, they murmured against the good man of the house, saying, These last have wrought but 1 hour, and thou hast made them equal unto us, which have borne the burden and heat of the day. But he answered one of them, and said, Friend, I do thee no wrong. Didst not thou agree with me for a penny? Take that thine is, and go thy way. I will give unto this last, even as unto thee. Is it not lawful for me to do what I will with mine own? Is thine eye evil because I am good? So the last shall be first, and the first last. For many are called, but few are chosen." I want to preach this morning just a little while on the called. The called. I want to say, youngins, as we sit here, we stand before your eyes this morning, and we look around and we see folks dying and going to hell. I've got phone calls this week of loved ones that's died and went out of here and went off into eternity lost without God. And as I begin to think on that, I begin to think about a righteous and a loving God who never intended it to be that way. He meant for souls to be saved. He came to seek and to save that was lost. He said, God said his best, amen, to be the price of sin, so that men like you and me, boys and girls and family members, could be saved from a devil's hell and be set free this morning. But as I begin to think on these things, and you're just going to have to pray for me this morning, and I can give you what God's given me, and we can be hoping this morning with the help of the Lord, and he can give us that from on high, and that'll encourage our hearts for this last leg of the adventure that we call life this morning. I'm telling you, youngins, we're standing in the need this morning of something major. We need something big to happen in our lives. And as I begin to think about how big God is and what he wants to do and how he continues day by day to come by and knock on hearts' doors, and people continue to shun him and push him away and to lock him out of their hearts. Oh God, this morning, youngins, we need help from on high. As we think on this morning, we can see God Almighty as the Lord begins to expound upon the blessings that come from on high. He begins to expound on Peter. See, Peter had asked the question in chapter 19. He said, then answered Peter and said unto him, verse 27, he said, hey, he said, behold, we have forsaken all and followed thee. What shall we have thereafter? He said, hey, what are we going to get for serving the Lord? What are we going to get for following you? And the Lord begins to give them this parable. He said they was a householder and went out in the field. Hey, he went out in early of the morning to get laborers for the vineyard. I want to say praise God. I thank God this morning at the householder is still going out and getting laborers for the vineyard. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. as we look at this morning, let me just paint you a picture of God to be my help. Let me just show you what God's got for me and you. How much He loves us this morning and how much He wants to help us. I know I'm nobody this morning, and there's probably men all over this country that can stand and preach better than I do. But please, youngins, hear me this morning. He's a God of glory and loves you today, and He wants to help you. I don't care where you're at. He wants to deliver you this morning. He wants you, praise God, to be hope this today. Amen. Bless His holy name. We see this householder. Now this householder, I believe God. We see the laborers, those that's called by the gospel. We see the work, that's the salvation of souls. We see the marketplace, that's the world. We see the steward, that's none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. And we see the vineyard, that's that visible church. Amen. God's people are doing God's business. Amen. And we see it. And as we lead and study this, we begin to see an urgent need that none should be lost. As we see this, we see this householder as he comes and he begins to call those into the work, and he calls laborers, praise God, to come and do the work. He goes and he finds some that they praise God and labors, and he said, hey, in the early in the morning, now the Jewish day, it started at 6 a.m. and it went to 6 p.m. That was 12 hours that they considered their day. And he comes out early in the morning and he gets these folks and he begins to agree with them, amen, for the laborers, for a penny a day. Now that penny, it was a denarius. It equals a Roman soldier's wages, which was a fair wage for a day's work. And praise God, he said, he bargained with them. And praise God, they come to an agreement that they would work that day. These first laborers would work that day, that 12-hour period, for a penny a day, for a fair wage. Amen. So you see the house, or you see God Almighty moving upon these folks. Praise God, He calls them out to do the work of an Almighty God. Amen. And praise God, they bargain with Him and they agree with Him. I believe this is what Israel did. Israel wanted to bargain and get an agreement with God. And God said, all right, I'll make an agreement with you. I'll give you a glory. He said, I'll give you a covenant. And He said, I'll make you a promise. Amen. Glory be to God. And He made a covenant with the children of Israel, and He made them a promise. Amen. I want to say, praise God, God is still holding up His end. Amen. Praise the Lord. But I see this in my mind's eye. Now, if you know the culture of the time, when they went out into the vineyard, the grapes was ready to harvest at the time that the rainy season would start. And I can believe the householder, amen, he went out into at that early time and he called laborers to the field. And now that householder, he would look at the situation, and if it seemed like the rains was coming in early and that the crop was going to perish, amen, he said, hey, he said, there's got to be something done. He said, they can't none be lost. So he didn't only go out early in the morning, but the Bible said that he went out at the 3 o'clock hour. He said, hey, the crop hadn't been got in yet. He said, we need more laborers for the field. We need somebody that'll go out and lend a helping hand. And there's a crop out there that's about to perish. And he said, we need to get the crop in. Praise God. I think of this, and I think of the Lord and what He said in John chapter 4. In verse 35, the Lord said, say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Notice what He says. He says, behold. Amen. Pay attention. I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white, already to harvest. Amen. He said, hey, he said, would you do me a favor? He said, hey, it's not 4 months. It's not down the road. He said, right now is the time of harvest. If we look around today, youngins, and we can see the world in which we live, we can see that there's travesty on every hand. There's nuclear warheads just posed over every country in this world, waiting to just a touch of a button, just to annihilate and eliminate the human race. The devil would like nothing more than to get rid of me and you. devil would like nothing more than to wipe out humanity. Praise be to God, that would make him a winner. But I want to tell you today that there's a God of glory who's alive and on the throne. And no matter how they prep and how much they prepare, praise God, this whole world, God Almighty is still on the throne. Amen. Amen. You can look on the thing. Eddie was talking about the other day that our government, FEMA, amen, they're supposed to be our emergency management people. They're having caskets made, vaults, amen, right down here in Georgia. They've got 500,000 caskets, vaults made, sitting down there stacked up 15 high for as far as you can see. Amen. They're not made like regular vaults, Brother Jeffrey. They don't have the little dome tops like they would use for a regular casket. They've got flat tops on them that's reinforced. You know why they did that? They did that so that you can stack one upon another. Amen. And in those places, they've got concentration camps. They're building all over this country. You say, well, preacher, I don't believe that. You go online and look. They're everywhere. They're scattered all over the land. They're concentration camps with big furnaces. Why would they need that? I'm telling you, we're living in the last hours, friend. We're living in a time when the devil's going to be unleashed. You say, preacher, you're trying to scare us. I wish I could scare the hell out of you this morning that you'd come to know that there's a God of glory and he ain't going to let it stand like it's been done. But praise be to God, he's still coming through the marketplace and he's still calling out those the laborers in the field to go out, praise God, and get the job done for the glory of God. Praise his holy name. They still hope for America. Amen. As long as we've got little old boys and girls like Landon and these others, praise God, that want to get in here and praise God and do for Jesus, they still hope. Amen. But they're lining them up. They're piling them up. They're getting them ready. Said they're big enough that they could put five adults in one of them. Stack them up. See, they don't want the public to see all that carnage. It don't look good. But they can stack them up till they can get them into the furnace to burn them. Amen. You say, well, preacher, you're scaring me. We ought to be afraid. We ought to be scared. Because they's fixing to take something place in the United States of America that never was meant to be. Amen. Praise God. We were designed to be a republic for the people and by the people. We were never, listen to you say, preacher, you're preaching politics. I'm preaching God Almighty this morning. Amen. He said, hey, we were set up to be a republic where God's people, praise God, will have liberty and justice for all. Amen. And it's through the power of a holy and a righteous God that we have that power. But praise God, I want to say this morning that these folks being called. See, he said, hey, listen, said there was a need. He looked out and Jesus said, hey, the fields are wide already to harvest. He said, we got to go out. He said, we need some laborers. Listen to what he says in John 4, 36. He said, he that reapeth receiveth wages and gathereth fruit unto life eternal, that both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. He said, hey, the fields are white to harvest. He said, if you just look out and see, amen, they souls all over the place. Amen, that's right, praise God, for the picking. They just need to be told about the Lord Jesus Christ. They just need to be, hey, have him lifted up. But it's time, youngins, that we begin to realize the householder, he's going to and fro and he's a calling on folks to go to the vineyard. To get out into the visible church. Amen. I want to say thank God this morning we're not part of some secret society. Amen. We're not part of some cult that does what we do behind, only does it behind closed doors. Amen. But we go out into highways and the hedges and we compel them to come in. I pray God that his house might be full. Amen. Praise God. I thank God this morning that this is his house. This is a place where we come together. Like Brother Rex was teaching this morning, at Pentecost they come together in one mind, one accord, seeking to go in the right direction, the same direction, a direction of a holy and a righteous God. And God just sent the Holy Ghost to God just to move upon them. And the power, praise God, of the Spirit fell upon the people. Amen. I believe if there's something in you this morning, it's going to come out. It can't help it. But I believe I can see this as the good man of the house, the householder. He goes out into the fields and he compels them to come in. He goes out into the third hour. The Bible said he saw others standing idle in the marketplace. Now I want to say these folks that's standing idle in the marketplace, it wasn't that they didn't want something to do. Amen. They come to a place, they were looking for a place of opportunity. Hello? They were looking for a place of opportunity. I want to ask you this morning, praise God. Hey, God's called you this morning. Are you looking for a place of opportunity? We ought to be looking. God help us. God help me that we would look for a place of opportunity so that God could, that we could begin to do the work, amen, in the vineyard. And God, hey man, make God's place a visible church today. Amen. We've hid God too much. We've been too quiet. That's why our world, our country is in the shape it's in, because we've hid our God. Amen. We said, well, you know, we better not say nothing. They might not like it. Fooey on the world. Amen. They're not going to like it. But praise be to God, He's worthy to be praised. Amen. We ought to praise Him everywhere we go. We ought to worship Him everywhere we go. We ought to magnify His name everywhere we go. Cause Him, praise God, He is great. Our children bow their heads. We teach them when they're little. We teach them to bow their heads and say, God is good, God is great. Amen, when they pray. Boy, I tell you what, that's, if we could ever instill them in them at that young age, how true that is. Maybe we need to take time with them and say, hey, listen, you know what you just said. Do you believe that? I bet most of them say, believe what? That God is good and that God is great. Amen. He's God supreme. He's a true and a living God. He's a God that loves us enough that He's still calling old sinners. Amen. So He went out the third hour and He called them. Amen. And the Bible says, and it said, in verse 4 said, and said unto them, go ye also into the vineyard. And what is right I will give you. Amen. Amen. See, Israel, He made a contract with. Israel, He established a covenant with. Israel, He gave promises to. Amen. That was to get them to on the right path doing what they should do. But to the Gentiles, to me and you, praise God, He made us a covenant. He made us a promise through the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And praise God, it's not me or you to question what He'll give. Amen. Praise God, it's just to get in. Amen. And work in the field. Amen. Go out there in the vineyard. And praise God, just do that. That'll magnify the God of glory so that our young'uns might see it. Our children might see it. Our families might see it. Our neighbors might see it. Our co-workers might see it. Amen. But you know what we do? We get caught up out there in the world. We just stand idly in the world. Amen. God help us not to just stand idle in the world when there's a work to do. Amen. You know what we need to do, church? We need to pray for each one. Pray for each other. Praise God. God give us a Holy Ghost boldness when we go out there in the world. Praise God that we could be laborers in God's harvest. Amen. The harvest is plenteous. Is there right for the big? But the laborers are few. Amen. There's not enough laborers. God's calling. Amen. He's sending out. He said again, He went out about the sixth hour and the ninth hour and did likewise. Amen. So what we see here, we see God and we see Him in His mercy and His grace. We see people that's called and they're not asking why. They're not questioning God. But they're just going into the field. They're going to work. Amen. Hey, it's not our job to call and to question and to question God. It's just to go into the field and work. To do that's pleasing to God so that He could receive the glory. Amen. We may not know about it here. We may not realize how God's getting the glory out of our life here. But one day, praise God, there's going to be a reward. Hey, you know, because He said there was. He said He went out the sixth hour and the ninth hour and did likewise. And then He said about the 11th hour, He said there's only about an hour to work. Amen. Ain't you glad, praise God, that God at the householder, praise God, is still going out at the 11th hour and He's still knocking on hearts' doors and He's still calling people out of the marketplace and He's still putting them, praise God, in the vineyard, still calling laborers for the cause of Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord, even though it's the late hour. the last hour to labor. You realize we're in the last hour to labor. Amen. We're it. And you can see this as it transpires all down through the world, through time. Amen. It don't fit just perfect, but you can see how things has transpired down through history. It started with Adam and went to the time of Noah. Amen. And it went from Noah to the time of Abraham. And then it went from the time of Abraham to the time of Moses. And then it went from the time of Moses down to the time of the Lord Jesus Christ coming. And now we're in that 11th hour. Amen. We're in that time from the Lord Jesus Christ to the end of the Gentile, to the end of grace. Amen. I'm saying this morning, God, we're living in the last hours of grace, and we just need to call upon a holy God and say, Lord, you've called me, praise God, into the vineyard. You've called me into your field. Help me to come out of the idleness of the marketplace and, praise God, work, labor in this vineyard. Praise the Lord. I want to say, praise God, there's something for everyone. Hey, listen, it's not just my responsibility for this church. If we're going to have a church, praise God, that's pleasing to God, we have to work together, amen, to the winning of souls. Hey, praise, hey, and we all got to go out, praise God, as part of the vineyard. Praise God, the visible church of God. And we all have to work, amen. We all got to do our part. You say, well, preacher, I don't have a part. Preacher, I'm just a little kid. You little kids, look at me a minute. You youngins, look at me a minute. You've got a part in this church. Amen. Not only to sing in this youth choir, praise God, for us to enjoy and to give God glory, but you've got an opportunity that you can go to your school. You can tell people about Jesus. You can invite them to church with you. Amen. Hey, you little ones, listen to me. You are to get all your friends, amen. And if they're not going to church somewhere, praise God, you are to bring them with you. Amen. Bring them with you, praise God, the house of God, so that you can get in together, so that one day, praise God, you can run through glory in heaven together throughout all eternity. Amen. See, those that was called first hour, praise God, these little ones, you say, well, preacher, they don't actually fit. Well, praise God, hey, listen. We need to start when we're young. And let me just say something else. Just because you're getting some gray hairs in your head don't mean that you're, praise God, can stand idle in the marketplace. Hey, He didn't call you to stand idle in the marketplace. Amen. Hey, now these are called. These are ones that was willing to work. They wasn't there. Hey, they was in a place to get employment. They was in a place to be put to work. They just needed somebody to put them to work. But praise God, I want to say God Almighty wants us to put us to work. He wants us to labor in His vineyard. Amen. Hey, just because you got some gray hairs in your head don't mean you can't keep laboring in the vineyard. Ain't no use to stand in the marketplace now, praise God. Hey, just bow on your knees, praise God. Say a prayer for your preacher. Amen. God knows I need it. Say a prayer. Hey, make you a list. Get a copy of our list of folks in the church and go down through the list and pray. Amen. Could you imagine what would take place if some of old saints of God would take start at the front row with old Brother Bill Bryson and say, Lord, would you just use old Bill Bryson? God, would you take him, Lord, just fill him full of the Holy Ghost, praise God, and just use him everywhere he goes. Amen. Could you imagine some old saint of God say, Lord, take little old Landon. Oh, God, and just fill him full. Lord, help him, God. Give him what he needs from the very throne of grace and help him. Could you imagine if that old saint of God, you say, will it work? Yeah, I know it work. Because you're standing looking at one this morning. If it wasn't but for a dear old saintly mamma, praise God, and a good dear old saintly neighbor, praise God, I'd probably be in hell. But thanks God for some dear old saints. Yes. Amen. Old devil probably said, hey, you ain't able to do nothing. They said, devil, wait a minute. I can pray for that little old neighbor boy. I can pray for that little old grandson. Yeah. Glory to God. God just moved in. He began to do work. Oh, glory to God. You like to see a Holy Ghost revival down in your soul. You just become a laborer in the field of God. Amen. Praise God this morning. And God will begin to move upon you. Praise God with a mighty rushing wind like you ain't ever seen. Amen. Souls will be saved. Holy Ghost revival. Stirring the depths of your soul. You say, "Preacher boy, I like to get in on Holy Ghost revivals. I like to see it when God just moves in and it gets thick." Hey man, how much do you want it? How much do you want it this morning? How many of them little old youngins? How many little grand youngins? How many little neighbors youngins? How many loved ones? How many co-workers have to die and go to hell, praise God, before we become laborers in God's vineyard? How many? This morning, God's called. God's called. Amen. He wants us to go to work. It's the 11th hour, youngins. He said, "Why stand ye here all the day idle? Why stand ye here all the day idle?" You know, there's a payday a-coming. Amen. You realize that there's rewards a-coming. Amen. For what we do. I don't know about you, but I'd like to get a whole big box full of rewards. Amen. You say, "Well, preacher, what would you do with them?" I'd take them in. When I was ushered in glory, I'd take them to Jesus. Amen. I'd like to be able to have just a little something that I can give Him back after all He done for me. Amen. I want to be able to present Him with something when this is over. But we're in the last hours. Amen. That time of evening right before darkness. When darkness comes upon this old world, praise God. The Bible said, "He that letteth will let is taken out of the way." When the Holy Ghost of God is gone, can you imagine what this world's going to be like? It'll be literal hell on earth for 7 years. 3.5 years of old peace, peace. They'll be hollering peace everywhere. But see, even during that time, there's going to be wars and things all over, diverse things, places all over this world. I mean, hey, listen, there's going to be some people that's going to be just in a type of hell right then. Amen. And then that last 3.5 years, it's going to be so bad that we didn't. Hey, I wouldn't want, if I had an enemy, I wouldn't want them to have to go through that.
Amen.
I want to see them saved. Because that's how bad it's going to be. But he says there comes to a time. Now, I told you it was a time that Israel, they made a contract. They got a covenant. They got promises. Amen. It tells that. Let me just give you that right quick over in Romans chapter 9. Let me just read that to you right quickly so you can see what they had. In Romans chapter 9, verse 4, the Bible says, "Who are Israelites, to whom pertaineth the adoption and the glory and the covenants and the giving of the law and the service of God and the promises?" Amen. He said, that's what they've got. Let me just say this, contrary to popular belief, there's a lot of folks saying that the church is Israel. Amen. The church is not Israel. In the type that God give us in the Old Testament. See, the best commentary on the Word of God is the Word of God. And as we look back in that, and we can see in Romans chapter 11, the Bible says, hey, the church that we were grafted in. Amen. But praise God, and we just became part of the root. Amen, which is Christ Jesus the Lord. He made us partakers, and we're just part of it. But in the type, he goes back to Abraham when he got Isaac a bride. Abraham, type of God the Father, sent the servant, which is a type of the Holy Ghost God, to get to the Gentiles, praise God, to take a bride for Isaac. Amen? He sent him to the Gentiles. He said, hey, don't get around here. He said, you go down there and you get a Gentile bride for my son. Isaac, a type of Jesus Christ. And the Bible says they went down there and they got Rebekah, that type of the bride. Yeah. Amen. And they brought her back to Isaac. Now Sarah had died. Abraham's wife, Sarah, had died. Amen. Israel had had her opportunity. She had shunned God. Amen. She had pushed him away. She had said, we can do it on our own. And God just said, divorced her. He said, you go ahead. You do what you want to. And I'll let you. Sarah's dead. Isaac's there. He's a young man. And Abraham says, my son needs a bride. So he sends the servant, the Holy Ghost of God down there. And the Holy Ghost of God, he prays. He said, he says, Father said, if you just guide me, you give that glory to God. He said, you give that bride that you want the son to have. And while he's still praying, here comes Rebecca. Amen. To draw water. Amen. And he says, hey, how about giving me just a little sup of your water?
And Rebecca says, oh, said she let that thing down, that pitcher down, and she gave him water. And she said, here, said, you drink. He said, while you're doing that, said, I'll draw. Glory to God. She said, I'll go draw for you camels too. Amen. Glory to God. I hate you. Glad knows has got a plan. But listen, when he got old Rebecca, and she carried him back over, amen, back to old Abraham, back to the father to be a bride for the son. And when the son come out, and old Isaac seen the bride a coming, amen, he's seen the camels a coming. Praise God. I said, Rebecca, let down off of that camel. Praise God. She said, who's that? He said, that's, glory to God. He said, that's the son. And she let off that camel. She put a veil on her face and she went running to the sun. Amen. Glory be to God. Top of the church. I'm going to say glory be to God. One of these days we're going to go to the sun. Praise God. And the Bible said that I'm trying to quit. The Bible said that Isaac took her into his mother Sarah's tent and he knew her. Amen. He took her into a personal relationship. An enduring relationship. Praise be to God. Amen. That's the end of the chapter. The very first verse. The very next chapter. See, so many people want to leave this out. Father Abraham took a wife of Israel. Amen. He got his wife back. Praise God. Listen, when the church is gone, when the church goes out of here, amen, God's going to deal with Israel. He's going to get her where she needs to be, and He's going to take her back. And she's going to serve Him. She's going to magnify Him. She's going to be for Him what she was intended to be in the beginning. Amen. You can't leave that part out or you mess up the whole type. Amen. We can't call it like we see it. We have to take it the way God says it. Amen. Israel will be this. We need to pray for Israel. We need to pray for the peace of Israel. Amen. That God will watch over and protect Israel. Our country, our nation, our leaders don't want to protect Israel. God help a nation. God, the Bible said that God said, hey, listen, it's going to be bad for a people that don't respect Israel. Amen. It'll be cursed for the people that don't respect Israel. Amen. But praise be to God if we continue to lift Him up. But we see here in the call, we see God moving, we see God working, and we see a payday coming. And the Bible says that the Bible says in verse 8 says, so when even was come, I say, youngins, listen to me this morning. Evening's coming. Evening is nigher than it's ever been. Amen. The time of what when the work is ended and the labors are no more needed. Amen. If we're going to work, we've got to work now. Why, it's time to work. And then notice what takes place. It said, the Lord of the vineyard saith unto his steward. Now listen to what he did. He gives three simple commands. Three simple commands. He said, call the laborers, give them their hire, and begin from the least unto the first. Amen. So the steward, which is type of Lord Jesus Christ, of course, if there's any blessings to be handed out, Jesus is going to do it. If there's any rewards to be handed out, Jesus is going to do it. Amen. If there's anything that we're going to get from God, it comes through the Lord Jesus. Amen. He said, if you have need of anything, he said, just ask in my name. And he said, I'll pray the Father. Amen. He said, if you've got a need, hey, listen. He said, if you've got a need, he said, you just ask me. That's pretty simple, ain't it? I wonder why we don't. But he said, hey, listen, he said, he began to dispatch those things. Now, this one group had asked, they had bargained with God for a wage. Amen. And they got a just reward. They got justice. But you know what I'd rather have than justice? I'd rather have mercy and grace. Amen. Those that come at the first hour, they got justice. They got just exactly what they bargained for. Amen. I want to say the world today, it's going to get just exactly what it bargains for. But I want to say this in closing this morning, that because of Lord Jesus Christ, those at the 11th hour, those that got in last, they got a penny just like the first. Amen. They got a penny just like the first. What does this penny represent? It represents that favor of God. Amen? It's not so much about salvation, but it's about favor with God. Amen? Amen? Hey, listen, if you say, well, if it's about salvation, it's about getting to heaven. No, if it was about that, then these people wouldn't be murmuring and complaining. Amen? But it's about finding favor with God. When God begins to call, it's those that will answer that call. I want to ask you this morning, God's calling. God's calling, and you may be part of the vineyard, part of the visible church, but are you laborers for the Lord? Are we laboring for the Lord? The householder's calling. He's calling laborers. But are you laboring for the Lord? Are we doing what we need to do this morning for the cause of Christ? To magnify His name, to uplift Him. Because He said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me.